Class is in session.
Good evening, class, and welcome to Binary Gamer. I am your host, Tony Spears, and this is the show where passionate people talk passionately about the thing that we're passionate about, that thing being video games. So, need to get some stuff out there really fast. I know it's been really weird with how the show has been coming to you, I guess is the best way to say. I didn't do a show last week, and it's because, well, one, I had some audio issues, and I got frustrated to the point of just kind of thrown to the side. And I know that's not a good reason. It's definitely not an excuse, but that's really just what happened. My mixer had a meltdown is the best way to put it. I don't know. Sometimes I legitimately think my equipment has a mind of its own. Just when you think you have a grasp on it. No, you don't. And then aside from that, I've been doing a lot of thinking about just the future of this show and the future of how I want to do the podcast and how I want to present content in the future, because as much as I love doing Binary Gamer and it's a lot of fun, and you know, I love doing it with my friends when I have the chance, and I love talking about games because I am passionate about games, it's also a matter of trying to branch into different things. I've been doing a lot of like recording video, editing different audio sources, not really like freelance work or anything like that, but I have just been kind of going to Reddit and telling people, hey, if you need something edited, or you know, you need some type of like post-production work done, please let me know and I'll help you out. And that's been a lot of fun, and I feel like it's been making me a better content creator, but also kind of also opening my eyes to what else I could do subject matter wise. I'm not saying I'm going to start a podcast about, you know, editing other podcasts or editing video or anything like that. But I also feel like that the super focused scope of what Binary Gamer is in itself good. But at the same time, I kind of want to do more content about other subjects, some of them being like content creation and like media production and things like that. So really what it boils down to is I've been kind of dipping my toes in other ponds and I'm just kind of feeling things out. So Binary Gamer is not going to go away by any stretch of the imagination, but things will change. So be on the lookout for that. Of course, I will keep you informed as much as I possibly can with things that are coming up as they are allowed to change and flex within the scope of my life, because the army does not care if I have hobbies. And yeah, that's really it. So with that out of the way, let's just do a real quick down and dirty episode. The week that was, I'm not really in the mood to do news, honestly, because there's not much that has happened in the world of gaming that I want to really, like, air quotes here, report on. And I feel like it's better if I just kind of talk about what's been going on with myself and with the games I'm playing for this particular episode. So let's start out with, well, the last 2 weeks. So oddly enough, not nearly as much Warframe. I know, right? It's I finally kind of hit the wall on the amount of Warframe I can play to any type of like reasonable degree. Also, I just don't have anything else to farm right now, so I just kind of set off to the side and I've been playing other stuff. Some of that stuff has been Enter the Gungeon. I've been getting back into that and rekindling my love for these run-based roguelikes. And man, that game is a lot of fun. It's one of those games that I can sit down and it's like, all right, I'm going to play. And like, I can play it for 3 hours or I can play it for 30 minutes. It's just, you know, it's awesome because of its flexibility. And I really am appreciative of that, because as someone with not a whole lot of time to balance, you know, a wide variety of games, it's very much appreciated that I can just kind of hop in with as much time as I have to give. So on the flip side of that, though, I've been investing way too much time into what I thought would be a much hotter deal online, but apparently not, is Cuisine Royale. So the guys at Gaijin Games, who are in the midst of making a game called Enlisted, which is a World War II, I believe, third-person shooter, just decided, as an April Fool's joke, to announce a Battle Royale game called Cuisine Royale. And instead of it just being a joke, it became a thing. And it's actually a lot of fun. It takes the Battle Royale format, kind of flips it on its ear to the point of they kind of break the game in some ways, because you can get items that just like make you extraordinary, for lack of a better word. You can get a pair of bunny slippers that allow you to jump faster, a knee brace that makes you run faster, or no, I said jump faster, bunny slippers that make you jump higher, a knee brace that makes you run faster, a saucepan that can deflect bullets, like an IV bag that you strap to yourself that will regenerate your health, an air tank that makes you breathe underwater indefinitely, like, and then on top of that, like the body armor is like a wok strapped to your back, or like a cookie sheet strapped to your chest, a pot on your head, like waffle irons on your knees, which is hilarious to me, like stuff like that. And then it's like World War II era weapons, and none of them are labeled correctly, at least to my knowledge. Like some of them are, like a Thompson machine gun is a Thompson machine gun, and like a Springfield rifle is a Springfield rifle, but other ones are kind of named weird. And then there's like an AK-47. It's completely random. There's only 30 people on the map at a time. And then you go through and you play a standard game of Battle Royale with the most disconcerting blue zone ever. Like the way the zone comes in, if you're close to the wall of the zone, it makes this like really creepy. It's like, it's like really creepy stuff. It sounds like necromancers chanting in the background or some crap. I don't know, but it's weird because it's like, it's so different from everything else. And then they have loot boxes in the game, but the loot boxes don't work the way you would think they would. The loot boxes just appear and you can just go and get them and get items out of them. There's normal loot boxes and premium loot boxes in the form of refrigerators. And then all your health items are foods, like irresistible sausages or exquisite pizzas, delectable pork buns, stuff like that. It's absolutely insane. And then it actually looks beautiful. The engine that it's running in, which I'm not familiar with what engine it is, but the game looks great. And the funny thing is, and I discussed this with a lot of my friends, is that if PUBG ran and looked as good as this game, PUBG would be winning. Like, it's not a matter of like, oh, is it better than Fortnite? Like, it would win just on a graphical benchmark along with the gameplay and everything. The gameplay in Cuisine Royale is still pretty solid, and the one hang up that everybody has that I've either watched their videos or read online or listened to what they've said about it is the looting system is absolutely abhorrent. It's like some things you can right click and it'll just go to your inventory, other things you have to drag on there. Like just clicking it, you know, on screen sometimes doesn't work. It's absolutely garbage. But that's the only bad thing about the game. And it kind of adds to the jank that you expect from an early access game like this. And the other great thing about Cuisine Royale, it's completely free. That's the crazy thing about it. So yeah, that's it's crazy to think about that a game like this would just pop up and everyone's like, oh, this is pretty cool. But it is actually pretty cool. So definitely go and check that out if you get a chance. It's Cuisine Royale. It's on Steam. It, as far as I know, it's still free. Might be out of its window for free to play, but I don't know what the price model for that thing would be. Like, if they made it more, if it was more than $5, it's probably not worth it in the grand scheme of things, actually. But I mean, if you're interested at all, if what I've described to you at all sounds interesting, please go ahead and give it a shot. I recommend it to anybody. Cuisine Royale on Steam, Gaijin Games. Go check it out. So aside from that, I have just been on a kick of finishing games. I had a lot of stuff on the back burner of like games I had started or got a good way through and just hadn't finished and had been just nagging at me forever. And finally, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to sit down and I'm going to play them. So I finished Shovel Knight, all three of the games. So Base Shovel Knight, Spectre of Torment, and Plague of Shadows. Finished all three. Amazing game. Still, hands down, ranks in my top 10 games just strictly from a gameplay, like the whole package, like presentation, the music, gameplay, the way that it controls the different mechanics in the game, the whole, it is the whole package. I mean, if you're not familiar with Shovel Knight, first off, shame on you. Second, go out and play it. Like the Treasure Trove, I think it's $40 on Steam. You can get it just about anywhere else right now. I think it's on Switch. I'm pretty sure it's on Switch, but it is on just about everything. And man, it is definitely a game worth going and playing. All three portions of it. It is awesome. Each of them lets you play as a different character. So you play as Shovel Knight in obviously base Shovel Knight, and you go around, you know, shoveling for justice. And then Plague of Shadows lets you play as Plague Knight, who plays completely differently. He throws different combinations of bombs, and the mechanics therein act very differently. And then you have Spectre of Torment, where you play as Spectre Knight, and he plays probably the fastest and loosest, that's not a word, fastest and most loose out of the three. But his, like, the way he works in combat is, in my opinion, probably the best out of the three. So definitely worth checking out. Go and play that game. And aside from that, working my way through Metal Gear Solid 5 still. I know that sounds insane because old game is old, but I never actually truly finished Metal Gear Solid 5. So I'm still plinking away at that. Just, I mean, I'm still enjoying it. It's still a good game. I realized that I hit full demon mode night before last, and man, it's really disconcerting going through those cutscenes with just blood all over you and the giant horn sticking out of your head. But I'm gonna slowly work away at that, because if I just dedicate myself to just playing that game, like, I won't do anything else for another 2 months, and that's not fun. But aside from that, I also cracked into my Super Nintendo Classic and finished Link to the Past again for the umpteenth time, because that game is just amazing. And I'm thinking I'm going to start going through Super Mario RPG again. And man, oh man, am I actually kind of stoked for that. I'm very stoked because I have not played Super Mario RPG in a really long time, and that game is amazing for a whole slew of reasons. It just really is a great game. And I realize that I haven't really paid much attention to my SNES Classic since it's been sitting here on my desk, just, you know, lying in wait to do something awesome. So we're gonna go and do something awesome. And that's really been it for me playing games. Like Rainbow Six Siege here and there. A lot of random runs of Enter the Gungeon and Dead Cells, which I haven't dove as deep into Dead Cells, but I'm probably gonna hop into that pretty soon again. And I'm also getting the hankering for like a management sim of some type. So I might go back and play some more Factorio, because I love the Sim Cities of the world and things like Roller Coaster Tycoon, stuff like that. But there's the really satisfying loop of getting, you know, of min-maxing Factorio that I am looking forward to going and achieving again, because I haven't played that game in a while. So I kind of want to get back into that groove again. I'm also contemplating of going through and playing Stardew Valley again, but now that they have the co-op beta out, I'm trying to convince some friends to play, and that would be rad. So, I mean, yeah, just there's a lot of games out there to play, and I know this sounds completely random and not like the podcast that you're used to hearing, but the fact of the matter is that I, again, do this show as a hobby, and I play games as a hobby, and so I like talking about my hobby, and I mean, that's really it. That's a horrible explanation. This is bad radio, is what this is, but it's a pretty good podcast. See? Wordplay. Gotta pay attention, kids. Grammar's important. But that is going to do it for this particular episode. I'm going to keep this one short, and like I said, I will keep you updated with the things that are going to be changing over here. I'm planning on making some moves. I'm trying to get things allocated the right way, and I wanna do something kind of awesome pretty soon, something a little different, which is what I've been, you know, working on with practicing different editing techniques and things like that, and really contemplating pulling the trigger on Adobe Creative Cloud, like really contemplating pulling that trigger. So yeah, that is it. So thank you very much for listening. Remember, you can find Binary Gamer on all the places that you find your podcast, whether it be iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Podcast, Player FM, iHeartRadio, all those places you can find Binary Gamer. And you can also go check us out on YouTube. I would say youtube.com/binarygamer, but because of YouTube's new programs and things like that, us getting a specific URL are not going to be very easy. So please just go ahead and go over to YouTube and search Binary Gamer, and you'll find us over there and all the awesome stuff we do over there. And of course, you can hit me up over on Twitter at iFlippaTheSwitch. It's spelled exactly as it sounds. iFlippaTheSwitch, all one word. And just hit me up over there. You know, like, what do you want to talk about? We can talk about video games. You want to talk about microphones? Because I've been talking about microphones with my friends for the past 2 weeks, and they're tired of hearing about it. And, you know, I can go on and on about why this audio setup was great in theory, but not good for what I'm doing here and things like that. Or we could talk about why Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 is probably the best of the series, or why you should play Shovel Knight. I mean, please. If you want to post a, I don't want to play Shovel Knight, change my mind. I will. But that's going to do it. Have an awesome week. Thank you very much for listening. Go play some games, kids. Class dismissed.